your non-stop entertainment radio.
At the mention of your name, every knee will bow, every tongue confess that you are Lord. Can you help us say that? 'Cause at the mention
of your name, every knee will bow, every tongue confess that you are
Lord. 'Cause at the mention of your name,
every knee must bow,
every knee,
every tongue confess, yeah, that you are Lord.
Sickness has to bow, and at the mention of your name,
every knee, must bow,
every tongue confess. Yes, you are. Oh, 'cause Jesus, you are Lord.
Oh, oh,
it's just that easy. Jesus, you are Lord.
Jesus, you are.
Yes, you are.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
the sound is so sweet.
Jesus,
you are Lord.
Oh,
yes, you are.
Oh,
yeah.
At the mention of your name, the scales fall from their eyes. Once blinded eyes will see that you are Lord. So at the mention of your name, the scales fall from their eyes. Once blinded eyes will see that you are Lord.
Good evening, good evening, and welcome to Star Bright. We're on the air every Thursday, 7. And why am I saying 7? I wish it was 7. No, I don't wish it was 7. 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. I think you can all tell I'm a bit tired. So we're going to start with prayer, because even if you don't need it, I really need it. Father my God, we just thank you. We praise you. We worship you. We adore you. There is none as holy as thee, Lord. We thank you for the air that we breathe. We thank you for breath in our lungs. We thank you, Father, oh my God, for your goodness and mercy endureth forever. We thank you, Father, oh my God, for all that you've done, all that you're doing, and all that you yet to do. We give you the glory. We ask for you to come down and take over this session. Fill the place where we're at with your presence, Lord. Fill it with your presence so that we're consumed by you. We give you all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, we're in a season that I'm not sure about you, but there is so much going on. You know, I look on the news and sometimes I don't even want to watch the news because there's so much going on. There's not just wars and rumors of wars, there's wars and wars. There's a lot of confusion around. And when things are like this, all I'm led to do is to thank God. I just want us to thank God and look to Him for direction and for help. Because sometimes we can look to the situation, circumstance, subconsciously, and let it dictate to us what we should do. But you know, He said He's going to do far beyond what we can imagine or think according to His purpose. And I want us to really focus on that. Because sometimes we can focus on so many things that are going on that we can lose track. We can lose our way a bit. And we can get confused by everything else is happening. But confusion is not our portion. Confusion is not our portion. Anything that looks like confusion, we need to run away from. We need to give it an exit notice, show it the door. Because confusion is not our portion. I'm going to read Romans 12. And I'm going to start from 1. And this version, I'm going to read 2 versions because you know what I'm like. Can't help myself. I'm going to read the Passion Translation. It says, "Beloved friends, what should be a proper response to God's marvelous mercies? To surrender yourselves to God, to be His sacred living sacrifice, and live in holiness, experiencing all that delights His heart. For this becomes your genuine expression of worship." Verse 2. "Stop imitating the ideals and opinions of the culture around you, but be inwardly transformed by the Holy Spirit through a total reformation of how you think. This will empower you to discern God's will as you live a beautiful life, satisfying and perfect in His eyes." I'm going to read Living Translation, and it says, "And so, dear brothers and sisters, I plead with you to give your bodies to God. Let them be a living and holy sacrifice, the kind He will accept. When you think of what He has done for you, is this too much to ask? Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will know what God wants you to do, and you will know how good and pleasing and perfect His will really is. I love that. You know, it says stop imitating the ideals and opinions of the culture around you, but inwardly transformed by the Holy Spirit through a total reformation of how you think. Now this is really, really hard, because what it means to stop imitating the ideals and opinions of the culture around you, it's what maybe how everybody else is responding, or what is deemed the cultural norms, what culturally is acceptable, and of how you should respond to situation. But be inwardly transformed by the Holy Spirit through a total reformation. Inwardly transformed. How does that look like? What does it look like to be inwardly transformed? You know, I wonder, you know, because sometimes we hear something, what does it look like to be inwardly transformed? Okay, let's have a look. Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. So, when we get, the Holy Spirit, you know, be inwardly transformed by the Holy Spirit. This one is saying God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. So the way we think is really important to that inward transformation. Now another version, NIV, says do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing and perfect will. Okay, so do not conform. So you now are trying not to conform, join the opinions of others, be swept away by the thoughts, what other people think, be swept along with opinions. And it's really hard, because you know when one person starts to panic, it's really contagious in a way that sometimes you start panicking. You wonder, why am I panicking? You know the correct, but you all start to panic. It's like when someone starts to yawn in a room, you start to yawn in the room, and you're there thinking, why am I yawning? And even all these things, it's like, it's, for want of a better word, it's contagious. It's like spreads in the atmosphere. And thank you, Holy Spirit. I'm reminded of the disciples in the boat, and I know I keep mentioning this, because Peter refused to allow himself to be conformed by the pattern of those around him. And he had been walking around with the disciples. It's not they weren't strangers, but refused to be to conform and be acting like them. And just thought, no, I'm going to just, I see something different. My perspective, the vantage point where I can see something different, I'm going to seek whether that is the Lord or not. If we allow ourselves to be swept with what is happening, we can miss those nuances of God. We can miss what God is saying, doing, even miss what is going on. Have you ever been speaking to someone and you just look at them and you think, are you listening? And they've glazed over. They're there, but their mind has gone somewhere else. And this is why we need to be renewed, so that we are very present in what God is doing. very present. It's that, you know, it's don't copy, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. There was someone I was speaking to, and I was sharing about, you know, there was this panic going on about something, and they were panicked too, and I can't explain it, but it was like I just knew the what, like say the root of it, and I was not concerned at all. It was just, now my own nature would have hit panic button and thought, what is going on, why can't people understand, but I just said, it's to do with this and to do with that, and you know, we go with it, misunderstanding, miscommunication, and they thought, oh wow, okay. And they even said, in my panic I didn't even think of that. And this is what we have got to, we need to allow God to get us through that process of renewing mind, because none of us want to miss the opportunities of God. We don't want to miss the opportunities of God. We want to see God moving in our lives, and we need to allow God to encourage and renew our mind. So the renewing of mind is teaching you that there's a different way of responding to situations. There's a different way of acting and reacting, and how instead of reacting, act, you know, see what God is saying and doing in the situation. And it is a difficult process, and in some areas you'll have it, and in some areas you'll feel really panicked and you will find yourself conforming. But it's a process of allowing God to transform into the new person, renewing your mind, as one version says. Renewing your mind. I want you to really think about, what does that mean for you? How do you respond to situations? How do you conform? How do you copy behaviors and customs? How do you do that? That this way you've got to transform. So you've not got to do that. You've got to have a different way of doing things. What does that process look like for you? It's actually, we really, really, really have to be confident in the Lord. We really have to be confident. And there's a trust that God's got it. Because the more and more on my journey with the Lord, I realize that in some areas, I have to question, am I confident in the Lord with that? Do I trust the Lord with that? Because if we trust the Lord, we won't panic and won't be afraid, because all things are working for good. Now, I know it's easier said than done, because sometimes it's our, what I call our natural response. But we don't want to be responding the natural response. We want to be transformed, because at a certain point it's tiring. The natural response is exhausting, because all the emotions are raised. But when we have that peace, that inner stillness, we can hear God better. If we look at Elijah ran away. Elijah, he says, God was not in the wind, God was not in this fight, God was not in this, and that still small voice. So that makes us realize that stillness, that comes, that transforming, going through that process, actually we will hear God ministering to us. And some of the things that we dread is the enemy trying to get us to agree. Sometimes it's because it's happened before, we think it's on a repeat cycle. Sometimes we've heard it's happened to person X, so we're then doubtful, could it happen to myself? But we've got to trust God. We've got to trust the Lord. I encourage you, you know, to trust the Lord. Just taste and see. It's one scripture says, taste and see, for the Lord is good. Taste, you know, just try. You know, those of you that are wondering, should I actually give my life? What should I do? X, Y, Z. I want you to give God a year. Give God a year. Through the seasons, really fling yourself in, and I promise you, you'll see transformation of your heart, of your mind, of the way you think. You'll see transformation, and you'll see changes, that, and you experience that inner peace that no one can steal. We've got to guard our hearts. We're encouraged, guard our hearts. When last did you guard your heart? You know, out of the heart flows the issues of life. But if we don't guard it, it's receiving a lot of battering. Our minds, you know, can be so battered by so much going on. And I just want us to get to that place that we allow the Lord to transform, to heal, to restore, to encourage our hearts and our minds, because that's when a lot of things are flowing out from, and we can get encouraged and think, right, okay, God, I know you are doing something exceedingly abundantly beyond what we can imagine or think, according to his purpose, beyond what you can imagine or think. Sometimes I find myself trying to imagine something, and then when I realize, wait, I've imagined that, and God is actually wanting to do beyond what I've imagined, sometimes I think, I'm not even sure if I can cope with what I've imagined. I don't know if I have the skill set, the strength. I think, oh, calm yourself down. Because those things that you imagine or think, but remember, it says according to his purpose. It's he equips you for the task. Look at Moses. It was beyond what he imagined or think. So to the point he said, I can't speak. And he said, all right, take Aaron along with you. But it was according to God's purpose, beyond what he could imagine or think. So the direction may not be what you're thinking, but it's God's direction and purpose. I want you to really think that God has you. He has you so much. He has you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. And he's not going to put us to shame. Sometimes we just feel that sense of, you know, if it doesn't work, the shame, the embarrassment. No, he won't. He can't do that. And the enemy will say, well, you know, when this doesn't work. No, let your mind be renewed to know that if it doesn't work out this time, it will work out. It will work out. I remember, because I've just been reminded of this. I remember the first time when I was learning how to drive. I learned how to drive and I was nervous. Think I mounted the pavement when my first lesson. Don't know how I mounted the pavement, but I mounted the pavement. And fortunately, it was dual control. you know. So the instructor pressed brake. He thought, right, okay. I think he said, right, okay. And it wasn't because I was parking that I mounted the pavement. No, thank you. And I thought, right, okay, am I ever going to drive him? But he was really calm, really like, this happens naturally every day. I think he took over the driving from that point, you know. And then I got the hang of this, realized that I needed to learn how to drive in one set of shoes, because every time I changed shoes, it wasn't working for me. So I needed to just do all my lessons in one set of shoes, and that was fine. Got the mastery of it. That's it. Those shoes were not going to retire at all, because we're going to do our driving test in those shoes. Okay. Got to the driving test. Fantastic. Deep breath. Wow. Okay. Have a practice run with the instructor and then do my driving test. I failed on steering. Don't even know. Someone said, did you mount the pavement? And I thought, oh, that was my first lesson. How can you fail on steering? How? What did you do or not do? Did you hurt anyone? There were so many questions. How can you fail on steering? I was so like, oh, I didn't know what to do. I thought, I can never get this. How can I fail on steering? It's not like brake or parking. Parking, you know what to have. My driving instructor said, don't worry. Maybe you showed a lack of confidence. Maybe you weren't confident. He said all sorts of things, but encouraged me. Let's do some more lessons. Let's do some more lessons. We did some more lessons. And then after a few months, did the driving again. He said, don't worry, I'll put it through. And then I passed. Now, I say this because if the very first lesson I had stopped, I would be driving now. If at the driving test, the first one I stopped, when everybody thought, you failed. Oh, what did you fail? People thinking parallel parking, reversing, but round a corner on steering. That's the main thing you do with a drive. Driving, you steer the car. How can you fail on steering? What did you do? Did you knock anyone down? And all my confidence was drained. Now, the driving instructor was really encouraging. Now, I'm hoping some of you are picking up some things from this. Have people around you that really encourage you, that have a word from God to encourage you, that this, where you're at, is not the end of it. It's not the end, because he's working it out for your good. So even though you thought that was the end of it, because it's not good yet, it's still working. Renewing of your mind. Renewing of your mind. Now we're going to have a break. And after the break, we're going to continue looking at different translations, because we need in this season our mind to be renewed. Be back after the break.
Mighty One, Mighty One, we worship You. Yes, Mighty One, Mighty One, we worship You. For I've tasted and seen Your goodness, and I stood in the power of Your presence. For I felt the depths of Your mercy, and oh how Your love, it always surrounds me. Oh, Mighty You are. You are
Mighty One, Mighty One, we worship You.
For I taste
Welcome, welcome, welcome back, Mighty One. Oh, we've felt and seen and tasted His goodness. You know, we need to stay in that place, in that presence, so that, because in that place and presence, it actually transforms our hearts, our minds. And then everything, the things of the world, grow strangely dim, as that song says, in the light of His glory. We need to be, allow His word to transform us. Now I want to look at a different version, okay? King James, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect. Now I'm going to go back to, then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing and perfect will. Then you will know what God wants you to do, and you will know how good and pleasing and perfect His will really is. You will then, after your mind is transformed, and then you know what God wants you to do. Moses went through a process, and then he knew what God, he recognized the burning bush. That process, he went through transformation, then he recognized the burning bush. We need to go through a process, let God change our hearts and minds, then we recognize your own burning bush, your own, what the, you know, because in the burning bush, that's when he learned about God's will and way, and knew what God wanted him to do. Do you know what God wants you to do? You know, it says, then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is. You'll be able to, you know, test, right, I've heard this, is it God's will? You'll know how to test it. You know, is it what God really wants you to do? And you'll know how good and pleasing and perfect His will really is. Then sometimes we look at things and we judge it according to what we think, what we feel. But it says you will know. It says, Passion Translation, this will empower you. So when you've got your mind, it says stop imitating the ideals and opinions of the culture around you, but be inwardly transformed by the Holy Spirit through a total reformation of how you think. So to think totally differently. This will empower you. This will enable you. This will let you know. This will help you to discern God's will as you live a beautiful life, satisfying and perfect in His eyes. Then you will know what God's will is. Then you'll know how to, what to do. You might not feel equipped, but you know, Moses didn't feel very equipped, but on the journey, when he asked the Lord, the Lord gave him, said, your staff, throw it down, it's a snake, do this, do that, gave him the instructions of what to do, but he kept allowing his mind to be transformed and renewed. It's not a one-time thing. It's a continuous process. We need, there might be a place that you were at and you grew in confidence in the things of the Lord, and you find now you're a bit unsure in that area. Go back to that place. Go back to the habits, what you did to get that confidence. Now, some of you might be maybe applying for jobs and you're there thinking nothing is coming up. Ask the Lord. Ask the Lord. reveal to me where I should apply. I remember those seeds in my life. I was applying and applying and applying and applying and applying. And nothing. I went to work somewhere. It really knocks your confidence, your belief. What is it I'm able to do? I'm not sure. Then I worked somewhere and I was employed there full-time eventually, because the agency employed there full-time. The pay was not fantastic, but the peace of mind was just glorious. It was glorious. I remember sitting sometimes and just marveling at God's goodness. That there's nothing that can buy peace of mind in God. You can't buy in Asda, Tesco's, Morrison's, Sainsbury's. You can't buy. There's on the shelf, if you look, it's not there. Peace of mind in God is not there. That confidence, it's not there. And I remember sitting on the bench and thinking, Lord, thank you for this peace of mind. I didn't even look for anything else. I got that. I thought, I'm really satisfied and content. But where I was working, after the manager got to know me quite well and asked me some poignant questions, I shared my story, my journey, was not satisfied. You know, until you grow restless, or the person that's encouraging you grows restless. The person that was encouraging me grew restless, and the yoke was removed, because she encouraged me to apply for two jobs that she found. And what happened? I got interviews for both. It was silent before then. It was really silent. And I got interviews. And this is where I didn't even know whether to accept the job that was offered. I asked her, should I accept? I said, what if I don't like it and all this? Because you're confident. And that's why you have to ask God to surround you with people. Now, Moses could have done what God had asked him, but he lacked the confidence. So God sent him with Aaron. So ask the Lord, who is it going to encourage you on this journey as you are climbing higher in the Lord, as you are seeking his face regarding certain things? Because as you are on the process of renewing mind, ask him who is going to mentor you, who is going to be your Aaron that's going to encourage, be your whoever that person is. Because then you're going to find that the process of renewing mind is actually, they will be used as well to help you on this journey. So that you know, because it says when the mind is renewed, you will then be empowered to discern. Can you discern? Ask yourself, can you discern God's will when you're feeling a bit topsy-turvy? Can you discern God's will when you're frightened, afraid, or when there's a lot going on? Can we really discern? It's when you're wrapped up in the chaos of something, can you discern? We need a stillness in our hearts and our minds to discern and to pick up. Now, verse 3 in the Passion Translation says, God has given me the grace to speak a warning about pride. Now, we've all, you know, got to that place, be transformed. I would ask each of you to be emptied of self-promotion and not create a false image of your importance. Instead, honestly assess your worth by using your God-given faith as the standard of measurement, and then you will see your true value with an appropriate self-esteem. Wow. God has given me grace to speak a warning about pride. Because, you know, when you discern and you get empowered and things, sometimes in pride, we can start looking at someone else strangely, like, oh, why can't they? Oh, or we can start acting like it's not God. So we need to, there's a line, there's a thin line, and we need to endeavor not to cross it. And if you find you've crossed it, go back, you know, get rid of it, of self. Sometimes people say self-confidence. I like to say, no, my confidence is in Jesus, because if Jesus is not in it, hey, I don't want people to truly see just me. Honestly, no, let them see Jesus. When they've seen Jesus, then that's okay. Because, you know, in of ourselves, we might say the wrong things, do the wrong things, act the wrong. And some of it is not even, I'm not even saying people that have been doing that intentionally, you know, out. But intentionally, sometimes we can say the wrong things and do the wrong things. And it's like, oh, foot in mouth situation. And you think, I should have said that. You say something, you catch yourself, oh. But when we have our confidence in God, you know, even when we say something, it can be, someone might just not even remember it, notice it, pay attention to it. You know, you've been in an interview, you think, I should have said more. What the person hears, you said the right thing, all those kind of things. So we need to really listen to that. Now, I'm going to read it in a different translation. As God's messenger, this is living, I give each of you this warning. Be honest in your estimate of yourself, measuring your value by how much faith God has given you. Be honest in your estimate of yourself. Now, sometimes we can be, you know, say, right, okay, I've got to be honest with myself. But I don't want us to get to the place that we now look down on ourselves, because that is not part of the renewing of mind. And it's to, the renewing of mind is knowing our confidence is in the Lord. Renewing of our mind is knowing that our faith and our trust is in the Lord, so that when the fear comes, the enemy comes to say, you know, X, Y, Z, there is a wall that says no. With God, everything is possible. With God, He's working it out. With God, you know, if it's, I've been using a job, you know, example, but whatever it is you're believing for, you're hoping for, you're working out through, and having that confidence in God that He's not going to put you to shame. You know, He's not going to put you to shame. Making the right choices in God. You know, right, it says, as God's messenger, I give each of you this warning. Be honest in your estimate of yourselves, measuring your value by how much God, by how much faith God has given you. Wow. Wow. By how much faith God has given you. Right, this is NIV. For by the grace given me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought. I do like this. Don't start putting yourself on a pedestal, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment in accordance with the faith God has distributed to each of you. For by the grace given to me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment in accordance with the faith God has distributed to each of you. Have the faith to believe God for the good. Have the faith to believe God for the good. Have the faith in God, not in your skill set, your thinking. Have faith in God. Have hope in God. Have trust in God. Everything in God. Leave it to God. Do everything with God in mind, making him the center. You know, as that translation we looked at, making him the center on which our life turns. That's what we've got to do. We really have to do that. I want to encourage you that, yes, everything is a bit, for want of a better word, tight, squeezed. Everything is a bit topsy-turvy. There's so much going on. There might be a lot of things. Oh, this takes this time, this takes this time, this is this time, this is that time, this time is going, this, that, the other. But I want us to just refocus in on God. Say, right, God, I place it into your hands. Those of you that are believing to, you're studying, you believe in God, tune in to God. Those of you that are believing for jobs, tune in to God. Those of you that are believing for marriage, tune in to God. Those of you that are believing God for whatever you're believing God, children, tune in to God. He is the only one that can help us. Really, he is the only one. Because if we don't, you know, for the grace given me, I say to you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought to. Don't think, well, I ought to do that because I ought to get. No, don't think of yourself, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment. Now, that doesn't mean that you must think of yourself in a lower than you, but have the faith. Grab the faith God's given you to say, it's working out in his timing. It's working out. Because I tell you, when you're believing something, God, for something, the enemy's going to remind you of every single person it's not worked out for. Don't be surprised. Please don't be surprised. Don't be surprised. Don't be surprised. Don't be surprised. But the thing is, you don't actually know the ins and outs of that journey. You don't. So when the enemy raises that thing, no, mine is different. Because I'm standing on the promise of God, and my mind is being renewed, and I'm looking on to Jesus, the author and finisher of my faith. Father, my God, we thank you. We thank you that you are transforming our hearts and our minds. As the word says, we are endeavoring not to copy the behavior and the customs of this world, but we are letting you, God, to transform our hearts, our minds into a new person by changing the way we think, by changing the way we process, by changing the way we respond. Lord, 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 help us, oh Lord. Because after our hearts, our minds and things, the way we think is changed, then we will know what you want us to do and be able, we'll have the answer, we'll have the next step to know what to do. Help us to discern your voice. It says, my sheep hear my voice. Help us to discern your voice. Father, my God, there's so much noise going around. Help us to discern your voice. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. We've come to the end of the program. Now, our next seminar in person at Highfield Pavilion is the 1st of November, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Come and join us. Come and be blessed. Take that time out, okay? Stamford Park, Highfield Pavilion. The information will be on Eventbrite. But until next time, have a blessed and glorious week. And bye for now. Oh, oh, yeah.
my worst, it starts turning around. Fearing and doubting, you tell them to bow. And even the hurry, the worry, the busy have to slow down. And even the ocean becomes solid ground. When I set my eyes on you, put my faith in you. I'll walk on waves with you. All I have to do, set my eyes on you.
The voice of a savior is calling my name, and the one who is greater, he's still making a way. There in the struggle, the trouble, the wrestle, your presence remains. And though the storms may be raging, it has to obey. When I
set my eyes on you, put my faith in you. I'll walk on waves with you. All I have to do, set my eyes on you. Set my eyes on you. Put my faith in you. Walk on waves, I'll walk on waves with you. All I have to do, set my eyes on you. Oh, I'll set my eyes on you, Jesus. Won't be distracted, it's all about you. You're the center attraction, all of my hope and all of my focus on you. Yeah, say I won't be distracted, it's all about you. You're the center attraction, all of my hope and all of my focus on you. I won't be distracted, it's all about you. You're the center of attraction, it's all of my heart and all of my focus on you, Lord. And I won't be distracted, it's all about you. You're the center of attraction, all of my hope and all of my focus on you.
Turn with track.